Okay, so you start with the meditation, then try to keep your back straight, then breathe gently. Focus your mind on the breath for a few minutes.
同样的，我们先来做一个共修啊，最重要就是我们的坐姿，这个背要挺直。然后呢，我们很自然的呼吸哦，把我们的心呢专注于我们的呼吸当中。
So next, then in front of one space, visualize Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, which is made of light and lively. Okay, try to visualize as clear as possible, few minutes.
接着观想在前方的虚空出现本师释迦牟尼佛相好大光明身，啊，观想的越清晰越好。我们将专注很明的观想，很清明的观想几分钟。
Okay, so now we recite the Buddha Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. So then, while you're reciting, visualize the nectar or light rays come from Guru Shakyamuni into yourself. Then purify all our disturbing thoughts or physical pain, whatever, some discomfort there. So then, send the light in the body, you know, then purify everything. Then visualize your body become like clean, clear, like crystal. You feel some joy and happy.
接着呢，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七次。 在念这个心咒七色的同时呢，我们观想啊，本师释迦牟尼佛的身体呢发出大光明甘露，这光明甘露呢进入到我们的身体呢，净化了我们所有的烦恼业障，我们心理上所受到的干扰，我们生理上所感受到的那个痛苦，全部随着这光明甘露呢，全部都净化，完完全全净化的一干二净。我们身体呢就好像琉璃一样，很光明的，所以我们要感觉一种有大一种乐的觉受从我们的身体心里升起来。他呀他哦摩尼摩尼玛哈摩那耶娑哈他呀他哦摩尼摩尼玛哈摩那耶娑哈他呀他哦摩尼摩尼玛哈摩那耶娑哈他呀他
也是来的啊。Any question, Amala? Any more? I haven't answered your last question. I haven't answered your last question.
Amala, 有没有问题？
阿达瓦，阿达。
什么轻武力？上星期讲的是上师相应法，对吗？就那个七支文的里面的那个，对吗？不是。 哦，忏悔的哈，忏悔业障的五力啊，不是四力对峙吗？轻五力。Andy is talking about this five powers, but a bit confused because I don't know, because it's talking about four powers of purification, but it's talking about these five powers. You say this five powers very important. 你的五力是哪里的五力？那个是四力对峙了，啊，依止力、对峙力、忏悔力了，还有遮止力啊。你是讲那个临终的那个五力哈？I think she's talking referring about practicing the five powers near the time of death. My Zopa Rinpoche.
You read what was the five you read? You have that?
Yeah, but it's very long.
Just the name, a five.
First power, the power of the white seed.
Okay, yeah, Karbo Samang eto, then.
Then it's very, very, very long. Papa White Seed is very, very long. Hold on.
Just the heading. Yeah.
Then second power. Can't find the second power. Power of intention. Second power is power of intention. With devotion, totally given yourself to a triple gem, completely relying on Buddha, Dharma, etc.Power of intention, then third power is power of blaming the ego. Third power is power of blaming the ego.
No, not that one.
Then the fourth one
is... No, that one I don't think so. Blaming the ego.
No, power of intention, second one.
Second one. The third one?
Power of blaming the ego.
No, I don't think that one, number four.
Then the fourth one is...The power of prayer.
Yeah.
Then the fifth one is the power of training.
Power of what?
Training.
Combat of work. The power of the ego, what? That I don't think so. Number three is not the correct version. Number three, maybe not.
因为这个五力什么四力什么，它不同的出处，它有不同的。不同的东西它内容是不一样的，所以你要讲你的武力是指的是哪一个。可是那忏悔业障是四力而已，对峙我爱之的对峙。She is referring to the five powers as antidote to the self-grasping ego
I don't know, not the same one anyway.
Because in 佛教经典里有四力、五力、十力，什么都有，所以你要讲你的那个出处。哦，你忘了前面写什么。I think it's referring to the antidote to self-grasping ego. The self-grasping, cherishing oneself. You 下个星期你把你的那个东西拿来啊啊。When Bodhisattvas When Bodhisattvas are keeping the Bodhisattva precept, is it that this Bodhisattva must do all the virtuous things, and if he or she doesn't do it, it's considered as a transgression or breaking his or her vows? When keeping the Bodhisattva vows, when giving the Bodhisattva vows, if let's say he comes across something that is able to benefit sentient beings, he or she must definitely go and do it. He must do all the virtuous things. If he or she doesn't do it, it's considered a transgression of his vows or breaking his vows.
Just now, the four is okay. The one is number 30. I think that's not the correct one.
No, I think number 3, the
number 3, that should be by specific name. Yeah. And number 3 is not the. That have own wording there. Voting. One is prayer, one is intention, one is white seat, one is what?
The third one is the power of doing
the ego. No, there's not such a word there. Anyway, that one, I don't know.
Tibetan, I think, doesn't follow. I think this is Sopa Rinpoche translation.
Yeah, but there's some must be voting there. Prayer, then? Huh? And that one, of course, I don't
know. No, because when they studied a Tibetan text. The translation is
anyway,
different.
Okay. So. Very good. You know, she has so many questions. Huh? Every time she's the only one who asks questions among.
Auntie, 你是问题, Auntie.
Nobody asked the question.
没有人问你问题最多, 所以你是问题, auntie. 你是有问题的, auntie.
She want to become Bodhisattva. She already.
他讲是你要成为菩萨, 你是那种你已经是菩萨了。
She already, but she don't know herself. Huh? Mm-hmm. You already become Bodhisattva, but you don't know.
他已经是菩萨了, 可是我们不知道。
So anyway, I'll talk next class about the five power. I'll find out the correct word. So anyway, which one she's talking, I don't know.
所以Kim就下一堂课才会跟我们讲这个武力，就是临终前的武力。Okay,
so last topic we have complete the small scope, middle scope. We have complete up to there. So now the next verses, just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so have all mother. My creator beings and bear the responsibility to bring my creator beings. I think that's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So 所以呢，我们上几堂课，所以已经一年多了，一年多啊，我们已经讲完了下士道和中士道，然后呢，讲到了死亡过后应该做些什么之类的。所以呢，现在呢，我们要进入上士道。上士道是在一二三四五六第七个祭，诵祭第七个。唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我若有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心复合救度众生之重担。找到了吗？哦，第七个偈颂。哦，啊，对对。
OK, so. So going to talk on this today. So so here, so so this example, you know.For yourself, you know. Then, if you achieve that happiness, whatever you're looking for, you achieve that, you feel happy. So then, of course, then you can wish your children or family member same thing. Oh, I wish they all have this.Happiness, you know? Yes, you have like that, you know? You can make this mind bigger. Not only you, but you can extend. You know, your thought can be open for others also.
我们可以从自己本身的例子来看，当你观察你自己了，你已经得到快乐，比如说你已经得快乐了，你要寻找的东西啊，你已经得到了，所以你感觉到很快乐的时候，这时候呢，你可以希望不只是你自己拥有这份快乐，你希望自己的孩子或是自己的家庭成员啊，亲戚啊都能拥有这样的快乐。所以呢，这个时候呢，不是看到自己而已，而是把自己的这个心量的扩展，能够容纳到别人了，敞开你的胸怀，愿其他的你的亲戚啊，你的孩子啊，都能拥有同样的快乐。
So same thing when you suffer or sick or get pain or whatever, you know, some difficulties we face, you know,immediately we feel that. Then of course, but same time, your mind can be open, bother. Like such as your children, relative, friend, you know, I wish, you know, may all this, you know, may they never suffer like me, you know.
所以呢，同样的，当你感受到痛苦的时候，比如说你做一些东西啊，遇到了困难，那时候你感到一些痛苦、一些绝望的时候，那个时候呢，你可以哈，你可以敞开为别人敞开你的胸怀哦，你可以愿哦，比如说你自。发愿哦，愿自己的孩子啊、亲戚啊、朋友啊，愿这些人呢，不用感受到你感受到的痛苦。
So here, so when you talk about love and compassion, so you know, so what do you feel happiness? You know, for example, you feel so happy. Your happy mind, physically or mentally, you know, so then that kind of happy, you know, you can pray for your children, relative, may they have same as mine, you know, so that calls love, you know.
所以这里我们讲到是两样东西，一个讲到的是慈，一个讲到的是悲。比如说当我们感受到快乐，我们举着快乐的例子，当你感受到快乐的时候呢，无论是你身体上感受快乐或心理上感到快乐，这样你就发愿哦，祈愿哦，你的孩子啊或亲戚朋友啊其他众生都能感受到同样的快乐，这个呢我们就叫做慈。
So, sitting, when you suffer, then remembering that, what is the suffering, you recognize very clearly. You know, mental or physical suffering, or any sickness, you know. So, that suffer, you know. So, you know very clearly what is suffering, for example, like that. So then, you can open your heart, or make prayer to other, you know, by that example, you know.How suffering is difficult, so you can open your heart to other, you know, family, children, you know, may they never suffer from here, you know, free from all the suffering, you know. So that is compassion.
所以呢，当我们感受到痛苦的第二个例子，这样我们感受到痛苦的时候呢，无论是我们的身体啊上感受到痛苦啊，可能被病魔折磨啊，感受到痛苦，心理上感受到痛苦啊，我们都很清楚地认识到啊，这是痛苦。这样呢，在这时候呢，我们就应该敞开我们的胸怀，我们可以敞开我们的胸怀，我们就可以发愿的祈祷啊，因为我们知道呢，这个痛苦呢是很难很难啊对付，很难很难应付的啊，所以你愿呢啊，你所有的啊，你的孩子啊、亲戚朋友、其他众生，愿他们啊永永远远都不用感受到这样的痛苦。当你发出这样的心量的时候呢，这就是一种悲心，我们叫悲啊。
So like that, so same thing. I mean, when you suffer like sickness or whatever problem we face, you know, then because of that we suffer. Then thinking of that suffering, you know, then you want to free from that suffering. You know, you want to free from that suffering. A strong wish arises, want to free from the suffering. Then.That called renunciation, yeah, renounce, yeah.
所以同样的，当我们在感受到痛苦的时候，比如说我们被一个病痛啊折磨到很辛苦，或者我们面对一个很棘手、很困难的问题啊，在我们被它折磨的时候，在我们就想着我们所面对的困难、所面对的痛苦，我们希求啊从这样的痛苦中解脱出来，我们强烈、强烈的有这个愿望要解脱出来啊，这样的心态呢，我们就叫做出离心。
So, but then when you see, you know, the same kind of sickness or problem, when you see on the sentient being or other, you know, when you see that, then, you know, you can understand, you know, how this other sentient being suffering. Then, you know, then thinking on that other people suffering, then, you know, are wonderful to free from them, you know.They are suffering like that, so that's the compassion, you know.
所以呢，因为我们本身有这样的经历，所以当我们看到其他的众生呢，受痛苦的时候呢，我们明白哦，我们就明白哦，其他众生正在感受到痛苦，所以被意念哦，意念会这样发心去想，好，如果他们能够从痛苦中解脱出来，该多好。
Okay, like that. So, here, so to develop compassion, then first you must have some understanding of the suffering, you know, then, so that's the important, yeah.
所以呢，如果我们要培养我们的悲心的话，慈悲的悲心的话，这样我们首先必须明白要什么是苦，什么是痛苦。
So here, so you feel happiness or you feel suffering, you know, whatever you feel, then if you think only yourself, you know, only myself to free from, only myself to experience happiness, like that very small-minded, so idea is that, you know, just become very small-minded, only yourself, you know, you don't think other, you know, so only yourself, then your mind is is called very narrow-minded. You know, just only yourself, very, your mind is not really open, you know. It's good, of course, you want happiness, you don't want suffering. But thinking only that become your mind is very narrow, you know, narrow-minded.
所以在这里呢，如果我们感受到痛苦的话呢，我们只想到，哎呀，我自己很痛苦，哎呀，我要从痛苦中解脱出来，我要得到快乐。这样想的话，其实你只是想到你自己，所以你的心量是很小很小的。所以你的，我们就讲这个心胸是很狭窄的。
So here, so then you will open a little bit, you know, you open a little bit, you already have happiness, you have suffering, not them. You open your mind, same to your children, same to your relative, you know, to parent. You know, you can open a little bit, you know, so wish them, and not to have that sincerely, really wish from the heart. Happiness, wish them, suffering, wish them not to have that suffering, you know. So then your mind is little open, you know, like a flower, blooming a little bit, start to blooming.Before flowers just close, you know, then like blooming, like your mind is a little bit, you know, how the flower bloom like that, little bit the petal coming up like that, you know.
所以呢，我们应该敞开我们的胸怀，无论我们拥有快乐，或是我们感到痛苦的时候，我们都可以这样做。当我们感受到快乐的时候呢，我们愿意有我们的我们的孩子啊，我们的父母啊，我们亲戚朋友啊，都能够得到快乐。当我们感受到痛苦的时候呢，我们也同样可以敞开胸怀，要去愿我们的孩子啊，我们的父母啊，我们的亲戚朋友、啊、都不用感受到我们所感受到这种的痛苦。所以呢，我们就把我们的胸怀呢敞开哦，心量开大一点，哦，就希望别人也拥有我们感受到快乐，别人也不用感受到我们感受到的痛苦。这样你的心量就从刚才很狭窄的心量就开阔了一点点，就好像刚才哦，这心胸很狭窄，是好像一朵花，这个花是花苞还没有开。现在你想到其他的人，你的花哦，就花瓣就开了一点点了。
Okay, so like that. First, you must love yourself. Must be compassionate for yourself, okay?
当然首先呢，我们要先学会爱自己，哦，要爱自己，要对自己有慈悲心。
If you don't know how to love yourself, then difficult to love other, you know?
因为如果你不懂得怎样爱自己的话，你就不懂得怎样去爱别人。
Okay, huh?
可以吗？没有问题啊。
So here, what I'm saying. So open, you know, a little bit bigger. So you know, then your heart have some petal, you know, growing. I could say like grow or open, you know, like a lotus flower, a little bit open like that. You know, but fully grow. So then.You can stand, you know, not only family member, but, you know, all people you know, wherever you know. So you can stand this mind, same kind of mind, we can make bigger. You know, wishing happiness, wishing not to have suffering, you know, free from suffering. You know, any people, anybody you know, so you can. Same thing, you know, it doesn't cost much, you know, you don't have to spend money for that, so just to.Mind can be trained that way, you know. So that become much bigger than before, you know.
所以呢，这里呢，我们要培养的是我们的心量，怎样敞开我们的胸怀，让我们的心里的那朵花慢慢慢慢开出来。我们心里有一朵花的了。好，这样如果你要你的心花呢完全开展的话，你就可以慢慢把你的心量呢扩展。首先呢，不只是想到你自己，你扩展到你家里的人呢、啊，然后再扩展到你所有你认识的人呢、啊，只要是你认识的，哦，你都祝愿他们得到快乐，祝愿他们永远不会感受到痛苦。这些东西呢，其实是。不需要花费一分钱呢、啊，一分一毫都不需要花费的。可是你在训练你的心呢、啊，让你的心量呢能够扩大。
So like that, so this way, you know, so I'm just like that, you know, then of course you can even open bigger, you know, mind. So then, whoever see me, you know, whoever see me, whoever talk about me, whoever think about me, you know, whoever say, know my name, you know, or see my picture, you know, may they all free from ocean and from samsara. Immediately may they have happiness, you know, just seeing me or just hearing my name, you know, or even if they criticize to you, you know, may they free from suffering, you know, have all the happiness, you know, your mind can be trained, you know, like that.
这样呢，我们就这样逐步逐步慢慢一步一步来训练扩展我们的心量呢，甚至呢我们训练到、哦、我们的心呢就可以这样的去祈愿啊发愿哦、无论是看到我的任何一个人看到我，可能他看到我我没有看到他也不用紧了、哦、看到我的人或跟我讲过话的人或者想起我的人或者说了我的名字的人或者看到我的照片的人哦，愿这些人哦，这些众生啊，看到我，他能够都能够从轮回痛苦中完完全全解脱出来，愿他们得到海一般广大的快乐。啊，无论是他们是怎样想起我，甚至是想，可能也不是想得很好的，可能是批评我了。啊，愿这所有的众生呢，都能够哦，能够从痛苦中完全解脱出来，愿他们得到所有的一切的快乐。所以你这样慢慢的训练自己，把自己心量呢扩展。
So this, I mean, can be trained that way. So then in.So then able to, you know, slowly then you are able to develop love and compassion to every sentient beings, you know, you can open your heart, you know, every sentient being, you know, whoever, you know, wherever they exist, wherever they are, you know, free from suffering, wishing for them happiness, you know, really from depth of your heart, you know. So when you open,able to open like that, fully open lotus like that, you know, then, you know, full compassion, full love is there, you know.
所以呢，我们这样的去训练我们的话呢，这样呢，我们呢就能够哦，训练培养我们的慈悲心呢，能够对每一个众生呢都升起这个慈悲心。无论众生是在哪里、哦、无论众生在什么地方什么时候，你都愿他们呢能够完完全全的解脱痛苦，愿他们能得到所有的快乐，而且你是从心底深处很真诚的升起这样的心量、啊、就好像你心里的那朵莲花、哦、就完全浮开了、哦、所以呢你就能够完完全全的、对所有的众生升起这个大慈大悲的心。She has a question.首先要懂得怎样爱自己，才会懂得怎样去爱别人啊。Cindy's question is, Kimchi, you say you must know how, you mentioned just now that we must know how to love ourselves, then we know how to love other people. But the way we love ourselves is usually have a lot of self-cherishing, selfish thought. So how can we use this kind of selfish thought and self-cherishing to love others?
Like that, how much?
So how can we love ourselves? Because...So, 不要用 selfish 的方法。Oh, so how do we love ourselves without using this kind of selfish method or selfish way of loving ourselves to love ourselves? 啊，哦 ，then we can love other people and love the people around us. 哦、oh, ，你是这样想的啦？啊。 Because the way we love ourselves is usually full of self-cherishing thoughts, a very selfish one.
So, as mentioned before, so must understand what is love, what is compassion first. You know, what is love, what is compassion first, must learn that, must understand that.
首先我们要明白什么是慈，什么是悲。
Yeah, as mentioned, love is focused on the lacking of the happiness.
Love is
object of love is
ocean of love
is lacking of the happiness.
Lacking of
lacking of happiness. Lack. What do you say? Wait.Lack of happiness, what?
少了快乐是 love.
是 opposite
the lacking of happiness.
Oh, love is the opposite of lacking of happiness. Okay.
Object of love is lacking of the happiness.Object of compassion is suffering.
Okay. 明白了。当你说这个慈的时候啊，慈啊，大慈啊，慈和大慈有不一样啊，慈只是对一个众生啊，讲一个众生啊，大慈是所有的众生啊。所以当你讲慈的时候，它的对境啊，它的对象是什么？它的对象呢，就是缺乏快乐。它的对象是缺乏快乐。当你讲那个悲的时候啊，悲心啊，它悲心的那个对象啊，这是痛苦，或感受到痛苦的众生啊。
Okay, so here, but just give example. If somebody, you know someone who lacking a particular happiness, for example, you know, somebody like very poor or, you know, lacking of something, you know, lacking of some happiness, for example, then that is the object, lacking of that happiness. So then you make prayer, how wonderful, you know, they have the happiness.You know, something lacking there, so you make strong wish that. How wonderful this person of this happiness. So that's love, you know.
这个词的例子，比如说我们举个例子，比如说你懂某某人他很缺乏快乐，可能很贫穷，这贫穷不一定是钱财的啦，可能很贫穷很贫乏，他缺乏快乐，所以呢他就是你升起这个慈心的对象，所以它是慈心的对象。所以呢，你如果知道或看到了，你就从你的心里啊去发愿，去祈祷，深深的祈祷，愿哦这个人呢能够得到快乐。如果他能得到快乐，那是多么好的一件事。
Okay.
这个发愿哦。用的词语哈，不用定从佛经啊什么拿出来看哦，哇，美美的哇，四句话、八句话不用的，你可以用自己话来讲。
Okay, so that's the love. One love to understand that first must recognize the object. You know, object of the love is that.
所以呢，这个就是升起慈心的对象，我们就叫做什么所缘境。佛教的术语叫对境，或叫所缘境。
Okay, so then what is compassion now? Question. Sometimes, of course, love, compassion, sometimes look same. Love is compassion, compassion is love, you know, what's different? You know, but now here, compassion is what they focus, somebody suffering. Whatever suffer, they suffer. So that is the object, suffering is the object of compassion.Then wishing free from that particular suffering, you know. So object is different, yeah, little bit. So therefore, wishing free from the suffering is called compassion. You know?
这样现在要讲的是 悲心的对象。有些人可能讲，哎呀，慈悲和在一起用，这应该是一样的东西啊，就像是不一样的。哦，它是不一样的，慈和悲啊，它的对境是不一样的，所以它其实是有分别的。比如说，如果你看到有个众生啊，他在感受到很痛苦，你可以知道啊，明白很清楚看到他感受到痛苦，所以他痛苦呢，就是你的悲心的对象。所以因为你看到这众生呢感受到痛苦，所以你就有发这个愿，有发这个心，你的心量，你这个心啊就升起来了，愿这个众生呢能够哦解脱这样的痛苦，就他可感受到那个这样的痛苦，非常有针对性的这样痛苦。当你的心升起来的时候，就是你的悲心升起来了啊，所以悲和慈是不一样的。
So same thing. So that's like that. You look at the sentiment like that. Then you look yourself, same thing. Something you lack, some kind of happiness, wishing to have that happiness called love. Something you suffer, focus on that, want to free from particular suffering, that called compassion.
所以现在你把这个外面的对境啊，讲别人，再换成你自己，你来关照你自己。佛教术语关照，哇，好像你身这样。就很简单，就是你看回你自己，看回自己。如果你觉得哎，有样东西呢是你感受到痛苦的，哦，这样你愿你能够从这个痛苦中解脱出来，是你自己对自己升起了这个悲心。所以悲心是拔苦，脱离痛苦。这样呢，你看到有样东西呢，有样东西是让你缺乏快乐，你希望自己呢能够得到这样快乐。感受到快乐，所以呢，这样的心升起的时候，是你对自己产生这个慈心。对，要用这样的方式。So is this the way you call you love yourself? So is this way you love yourself? That's the question.
Yes.
Yes. 对啦。用心不迟。Her question is, can we apply this method to our family members who have passed away?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, method is same. You know, it's open to everybody.
可以，你可以用这个方法，这个方法是给每一个人的。But this is family members, we cannot see them, or they pass away already.
Of course. Even this, of course you can understand this world, there's a billion, how many billion people? Six billion people in this world.
But this is already where they have gone to.
In this world, there's 7 billion people. You can't see everyone. Still, you can think of 7 billion people this world. You can't see, but you can think. Yeah. No? Of course, here again, of course, your disease, your parents, somebody died, that doesn't mean they disappear, become nothing. It doesn't mean that. You pass away, of course, you believe the future life, of course, they take some kind of rebirth. Maybe human being within 6-7 billion people, maybe with the animal, we don't know.But still, you know, you can include them, you can think them, make prayer for them, of course.
啊，这个问题呢，就是说，刚才这位师兄的问题哦，通常我们没有讲师姐师妹，也不懂为什么了。哦，这位师兄的问题就是说，我们可以用这个方法吗？对待我们已经往生的家庭成员哦，这样Kim 这回答是可以的，我们可以的。可是我有疑问啊，所以我就问，那个你已经去世的家庭成员，他们都死掉了，你都看不到了吗？对吗？这样你怎么样用这个方法？这样 Kim 这回答就是说，这个世界上有700亿啊。7亿人哈，这整个世界上居住在地球，你是不是每个七亿个人，你的每一个都看得到？我们也不是看得到，对吗？哦，所以呢，我们也是同样可以用这个方法哦。如果当我们感受到痛苦的时候，我们可以愿哦，其他众生哦，其他的七亿人哦，都不用感受到痛苦；感受快乐的时候，我们可以和那个七亿人， 7亿人一起分享，就这样的快乐。所以如果我们是佛教徒，我们懂了，我们的家庭成员就往生了，像他们肯定就不是死了就算了就不见掉了，他们可能在六道中的任何一道，可能在这个七亿人当中，或者可能是在其他的某一个道上面啊。所以你也可以用这个方法愿他们得到快乐，愿他们脱离痛苦，所以这个方法也是适用的。
So like that. So when I say compassion yourself, what does that mean? Not because you have suffering, for example. You really compassion yourself, you will do something to release the pain, release the suffering.You will put effort to release the pain or suffering much as possible. You know?
所以当我们讲对自己要有悲心，这里到底是什么意思？或对自己要慈悲心一样就讲悲心对自己有悲心到底有什么意思呢？就对自己有悲心，悲心的对境就是痛苦。就是当你感受到痛苦，有一些东西让你痛苦的时候呢，你对自己要有这个悲心呢。如果你对自己真的有悲心的话，你就想办法要做些什么东西，这样你就会很用功的去做，让自己从这样的痛苦中呢解脱出来就尽自己的能力，然后能解脱多少解脱多少，所以就对自己有悲心的意思。
So same thing, when you love yourself.Means again, of course, you really love yourself, then you will put effort, you know, to achieve whatever lacking of happiness, you know, focus on that, then you will put effort to achieve that. You really love yourself, you know. If you really love yourself, then, you know, you put effort to achieve that happiness.
所以当我们说对自己要爱自己，就对自己要有慈心，是什么意思呢？当你慈心的对象就是缺乏快乐，当你感受到自己缺乏快乐的时候，你就去想到底是怎么一回事你对自己有慈心的话原来是这么一回事，所以你就会尽力尽自己的力量去做，让你从这个缺乏快乐的困境中解脱出来，让你自己得到快乐这就是真正的爱自己。
So then, of course, I mean, this very simple level is like that, but when you look deeply, of course, you know, what kind of suffering we may experience in the life, what kind of happiness we're lacking, you know, so again, truly understand what is happiness, what is suffering. So that's another key point, you know. Again, of course, I'm not talking about pain, this or that, but you can...Bigger understanding of the suffering, bigger understanding of the happiness also important, you know.
所以呢，这是一个比较简单的简单的比较粗浅的一个层次来讲。如果当你去进一步深入去想去分析去思维的时候，你会想什么样的痛苦，什么样的快乐会让我们有这样的感觉，什么的痛苦到底是痛苦，什么的快乐才算是快乐这是另外一个重点究竟什么才算是快乐。所以呢，这个痛苦可能不只是肉体上我们说病痛那样的痛苦，可能是更深的一个问题所以你自己可以去想
Okay, so So therefore, that this previous class, all the verses talk about introduction of the suffering, you know, in the tree of the samsaric suffering, you know, we already introduction is complete, you know, to understand suffering of samsara, you know.
所以你讲什么痛苦好像很深很深这样其实前面几堂课那一年多来我们都讲了很多了嘛，前面这个六个偈子什么苦什么苦轮回的所有的痛苦世间圆满诸过众苦们这全部都讲过了嘛所以你去想一想到底天如觉讲的是什么
So normally, I mean, when we say, normally of course we don't understandDeeper suffering of. we don't have deep understanding of suffering, you know. We don't understand deep happiness also, very, very, you know, what we see, that much we understand, you know. Very limited understanding of happiness and suffering for us.
通常我们对快乐或痛苦的了解啊是很粗浅的，哦，我们没有说，这真的是很粗浅的层次了。我们了解痛苦也是很粗浅的层次，我们的了解是不够深入的。我们所以了，我们感受到痛苦，了解痛苦，就是我们看到的，我们看到的就是我们了解的痛苦了。哦，我们没有真正去思维啊，究竟哦。究竟什么才算是痛苦？究竟什么是究竟的快乐
？So normally, so we don't understand why we suffer. You know, that's the one point. Why we get suffering? That's the big question. Why we suffer? Why we human beings suffer? Why we die? Why we get sick? Why get aging? Why get rebirth again? You know. So.Once we have, as I mentioned before, once we have this human rebirth, it's already nature of suffering. You know.
所以呢，通常我们都不明白为什么我们会感受到苦，我们都不明白啊！哎呀，为什么是我？为什么我会感到痛苦？为什么人就会感到痛苦？其实你一生下人，你就会有生老病死，对吗？过后你就会流转生死，就不断的投胎。为什么呢？因为只要你有这个人身，只要你拥有这个人的身体，这个人的身体它的本质啊，就是会感受到痛苦的。
Okay, so that having this body, you know, this you are what we have now. Having this body is the problem, you know.The base of the suffering. Because having this body, you have all the suffering will come. Aging, death, sickness, rebirth is come in the package, you know. No separation. You know, four in one. You know, not three in one, four in one. In market, I didn't say only three in one. I didn't say three in one.So I make another new brand, 4-in-1, so... so, I mean, it's true, you know, when you look deeply, of course, who can avoid this four? Who can separate from this four? Impossible. You know?
太好笑了，所以我忘了要翻译。
New brand.
New brand, yeah. Empat dua dalam ini satu. 通常我们都觉得我们的身体就是快乐的泉源嘛。哦，我们可以感受到快乐，就我们可以用这身体做很多东西啊，又吃又喝，哇，太好了，这身体太好，对吗？其实这就是问题的根源。这是问题的根源，就是因为这个身体，因为有了这身体呢，它就是所有痛苦的来源了。这身体是痛苦的来源，可是我们觉得它是快乐的来源，所以我们不懂什么叫痛苦和快乐了。因为呢，我们拥有了这个身体呢，我们就肯定会生病，就肯定会老，老了肯定就会死掉，当死掉我们就可能会再投生，一二三四，所以这叫四合一。你们不平常的喝那咖啡啊，什么怡宝白咖啡啊，三合一，所以你现在这个人是四合一，哦，它是整个套装哦，出售的，你生下就有这个四合一了，哦，所以呢，这是听我们讲的笑话了，所以我们拥有的是四合一。
So I mean, is I mean.How to say? It's clear, you know. So, I mean, you look everywhere, you know. When you have this body, everybody suffer, you know. Everybody die, everybody aging, you know. Oh, we don't want that. Who want to age? No one. You know. Then who want to sick? No one. Who want to die? Nobody. You know. But something you don't want, definitely it will happen.Something you want is not going to happen, you know. So this is the samsara.
所以呢，我们可以看得很清楚的了。我们是看到了，可是我们不明白了。就是你看看这个世界上所有的人哦，每一个人哦，有哪一个是不会老的？有哪一个是不会生病？有哪一个是不会死掉的？哦，可是你要问了，当然了，哪有人要自己老掉？哪有人要自己生病？哪有人要自己死掉？对吗？没有人要。可是我们要的东西我们都得不到。
So like that. So then, so as I mentioned before, you know, so, you know, we're lacking some kind of happiness. Then look for to achieve that happiness. You know, look for the solution. Then find the solution. You know, you think that can solve your problem or lacking happiness.Because you lack something, you think, oh, this can bring me happiness, you know. So then you look for the object. What we do is that, you know, you see the happiness in the object, look for the object, then try to achieve that object, believe that you get that, solve the problem, you know. So then we put all the effort on that and get the object.Then believing solve all the problem and being happy like that. But in samsara, so any object you get, effort so much you get back, again, that come true together. Happiness, suffering come package. You know, two come together. But you don't see the suffering part. You see only one part. Backside you don't see. Only the front side you see, you know? That you see, we believe that, you get that. But of course, this cannot separate, come together, you know? You know? Yeah?
Two in one.
You know? Two sides, I just maybe I can say two sides.
所以呢，通常我们觉得，哎呀，我们缺乏快乐，我们会意识到了，然后意识到我们缺乏快乐，这样讲，哎，这样我们应该究竟怎样做呢，让自己得到快乐？所以你就想办法，好吧，想到一个，去找一个解决的方法。这样你看到，哎，可能这样东西呢，可以带给我快乐，所以你就去追求啊，去追求这样的快乐，这样的东西，因为你觉得这样的东西呢，可以带给你快乐。因为通常呢，我们都是看外面的东西啊，我们叫外境。我们都认为呢，我们的快乐就在那个外境那边，所以我们就追求那个外境，因为外境呢，能给我们带来快乐。然后呢，我们去追求，拼命追求这个外境啊，这个东西得到之后，我们就觉得很快乐、很高兴了哈。都因为我们花了很多精力嘛，哇，花费很多精力才得到，所以得到就哇，感到很快乐、很快乐。可是哈、哦，你们要想哈、哦，第五个偈颂，世间圆满诸过众苦门呢。所以这个轮回里面这个外境，你所得到的外境哦，它是二合一的。怎么二合一呢？它是有前和后，你只看到前面，它带给你快乐，你不知道它后面呢。它后面其实是痛苦，哦，反过来后面就痛苦。所以你一直追得到这东西的时候，你只看到它带给你的快乐，你不懂它过后会带给你的痛苦，这是我们没有看到的。
So like that, in samsara, it's like that, you know. You don't see the suffering side, you know. What you see is, you know, one side, then put effort, get, but you don't see the other side, you know, the nature of suffering, you don't see that. But it's come together. Then slowly you recognize that. You know, time goes, then you recognize. But that time too late, you know, already got it.So, come together, got it, you don't know. After a while, time goes, then you recognize that. The pleasure go down, because object change, go down, you know. So, also then, now you start suffering. Then, again, lacking happiness. Then look another object. Then same process again, exactly what you did before. Then again, forgot every story, past one.
You know, then you engage another object. Oh, this again, same another story. Engage, get again. First moment, enjoy. Then after a while, take or take, then again suffer. Like that, this is how our life goes. How, what's our method? What's our solution? It's like that. What we dream in the samsara is like that.
所以呢，就是轮回。通常我们在轮回当中呢，其实我们都觉得很快乐的了。哦，通常我们因为我们去追求的东西的时候，我们只看到快乐的一面，我们没有看到那个痛苦的一面嘛。所以呢，中国人很聪明，他就讲只知其一，不知其二。哦，这中国人看太有智慧了。所以，因为这个快乐和痛苦通常都是合在一起的。这样，我们通常去追求那外境，我们得到的时候，我们只看到快乐的一面。像那个痛苦因为没有看到，会了会看到，慢慢来慢慢来哦，所以时间就要过一段时间慢慢慢慢来，诶，你就发现了，可是那时候已经太迟了。当你发现的时候通常都太迟了，你觉得哎呀又上当了。因为呢，当那个快乐呢慢慢慢慢减少消失的时候，你就会看到那痛苦就慢慢浮出水面，慢慢你就看得很清楚了。哦，那时候你又觉得哎呀我又缺乏快乐了，怎么办呢？哎呀，找了一个新的外境啊，再去追求过了，对吗？哦，又想出一个新的解决方法。什么解决方法？追求另外一个外境。哎呀，这个比那个好了，刚才我得到那个不够好了，来迎新祈求嘛，对吗？哎，迎新祈求，对呀，好像过年一样。所以呢，你又追求另外一个外境，然后呢你又忘记了以前你曾经也是这样做过很多次了。所以每次你去追求新的外境的时候，你都忘记以前的经历。所以呢你就重复同样的故事啊，追求另外外境啊，得到说哇，第一个刹那人觉得哇开心了，很开心了，非常开心。那时间久慢慢慢慢，诶，痛苦又来了啊，然后就怎么办呢？在追求另外外境咯，追到死掉为止了。哦，所以呢我们解决问题的方法呢其实好像
So like that. So we spend our life like that, you know, so you know somewhere never ending, engaging like that, you know, then not complete in this life again, next life, run for the next life, you know, same thing, next life again like that.You know, then along the way, of course, to achieve that object, we put so much different action engaged. So therefore, we create so much negative karma, harm other. You know, harming yourself, harming other, that to achieve the object. You know, it's then like that. That's why, you know, we run one after another. That's how we circle in samsara, you know.
所以呢我们就这样呢不断的追求啊，追求新的外境，想要得到快乐，就这样过了一生了。好，我们就这样过一生。那你可能诶，这样下一生呢，下一生呢我们出生的时候我们又忘了，我们又重复同样的故事，又在追求。好，就再去追外境，希望得到快乐。所以在追求这个外境得到快乐的时候，我们是很用功的，我们付出很多时间很多精力的。可在付出这时间的精力的时候呢，我们造了很多的恶业，因为要得到我们要想要得到快乐的那个外境呢，我们其实伤害了很多其他的众生。所以在这个过程中呢，我们就造了恶业，然后呢我们又在轮回了，所以我们就在这个轮回那边呢跑来跑去了，有时上有时下，就在跑。
So like that, in this our method, you know, when you look at what we do, our method to solve our problem, you know, bring happiness, reduce the suffering, our method is like that. So therefore you look deeply that this kind of method doesn't bring happiness end of the dayIt doesn't bring an ending the suffering, but instead that bring more unhappiness, bring more suffering in long term. You know, you look deeply, then what we do is more bringing more suffering, bringing more unhappiness, you know.
所以呢，这就是我们解决问题的方法。所以到现在我们跑来跑去，现在跑到这里了，在这里。所以我们觉得这是我们解决问题的方法吗？就从过去生到现在，一直都还没有解决，所以我们到现在还是感受到痛苦。因为呢，我们用这样的方式呢，来解决问题，就追求新的外境，追求新的外境。结果呢，它有没有给我们带来真正的快乐呢？到现在为止，好像还没有。有没有终止我们的痛苦呢？也还没有。我们看看我们自己就懂了。所以呢，我们用的这个方法。这个方法，这个生活的方法，其实它一直带给我们很大很大的烦恼，更多的烦恼，更多的痛苦。所以有时候我们想想，哎，从过去生到现在，哎，我究竟做了些什么？哎，其实你如果这样去想的话，你可以自己就会找到答案了。
So, I don't know.
So we are here. We run. Now we are here.
Why?
You run around samsara, so now you run here.
Yeah, you see.
Yeah.
Hi. So, I don't know. So here, so what I'm saying is to... So now question is... So is that compassion yourself? You know? Is that...loving yourself? Huh? Are you compassionate yourself? So this is the question now, you know.
所以你这样解决问题的方法是不是对自己真正的慈心，所以对自己真正的有悲心？
Yeah, so look like compassion, but reality not compassion. Look like love yourself, but not really loving yourself. You look deeply, because you love yourself means bring more happiness.Compassion yourself means bring reduce the suffering. But our method, so-called love yourself, all method is bring more unhappiness, bring more suffering. This life, future life, life to life, you know, you look deeply, then it's, you know, we call so love, but it's not really love, you know.
所以呢，我们对自己所谓的对自己爱自己，对自己有慈心，对自己有悲心。哎，看起来我们这样做哦，去追求到外境，都解决问题，好像对自己有悲心呢、啊，好像对自己有慈心呢、啊。可是这样的慈心和悲心，是不是真正的慈心和悲心？到底是不是？所以你可以进一步这样去分析、去思维。如果你讲，哎，我爱自己，我对自己有慈心的话。如果真的做的方法真的是对的话，对自己有慈心，这样你的快乐应该越来越多。如果你用的方法，诶，我对自己有悲心，这样你做的方法，这样应该能够减少自己感受到的烦恼和痛苦，应该是越来越少嘛，这样你的方法才对嘛。如果你这样做反而是，诶，这样做反而是我感受到的不快乐越来越多，我感受到的烦恼，感受到的痛苦反而是很多很多在增长，哦，这样你的方法就可能这样的方法就不对了。所以你看看，如果继续这样做的话，不只是这一生呢、啊，我会感受到这样的痛苦，可是我的未来生呢、啊，因为人是习惯的动物，未来生你这样做以后也是会重复这样做的嘛。这样你的未来生肯定哦也会感受到很大的痛苦。这样做到底是不是真正的慈悲心
？So now maybe you can call.I don't know, this kind of, we call love yourself, what our method, you know, solve the problem, you know, so-called love yourself, compassion yourself, you know, that can be like, I could say that maybe, I don't know this level, maybe ignoring love, ignoring compassion, maybe could be level like that.
So, you know,爱自己的这样的方法，对自己的慈心的方法，对自己的悲心的方法，到底是不是真正的对自己有慈悲心呢？如果你这样去分析一想，好像不大对。所以呢，你自己爱自己的方法就是愚笨的慈心还有愚笨的悲心呢。
So close eye love, close eye compassion.
是关掉闭上眼睛的慈心和悲心。
Okay, so when you talk about love here, compassion here, I'm talking about open eye love, open eye compassion. So that means intelligent compassion, intelligent love. You know.
所以，当我们讲慈心的悲心呢，我们指的并不是盖住眼睛愚笨的慈悲心，而是睁开眼睛啊，可以看清楚事情真相的有智慧的慈心和有智慧的悲心。
Okay, so here, so I could call whether we are intelligent or not. So one thing first you have to understand, what does it mean? What does you mean, you are intelligent or not? How you differentiate that? You know, whether you are intelligent or you are not intelligent. How can we differentiate that?
所以呢，我们首先就要明白到底我们是否是有智慧的？我们这样做，我们这样的慈悲心，对自己的慈悲，对别人慈悲，是否是有智慧的慈悲心？所以我们就要能够分辨什么是有智慧的慈悲心，什么是愚笨的慈悲心。
So, So here, who understand? So here, intelligent means who understand where the problem coming from, what is the root of the problem, who understand that, you know, who understand that, you know, what's the root of problem, what is the root of happiness, who understand that clearly, so that person called intelligent person.
所以呢，怎么样做个有智慧的人？因为有智慧的慈悲心的悲心的人是有智慧的人。这有智慧的人呢，是了解，他很清楚哦，苦的根本是什么，问题的根本是什么，快乐的根本是什么。当他明白了清清楚楚的，这个人是有智慧的人。
So that call also who have right wisdom. So.
所以当你能这样做的话，你就是拥有真正的智慧。
So, other than, I mean, not intelligent, you know, if you don't have that, very basics, you must have that. If you don't have that, then whatever knowledge so-called person is such intelligent can go to the moon or can make rocket or, you know,or what you call, you know, scientist or doctor, I mean, it's so intelligent people call, but in reality, according to Buddhists, it's not intelligent at all.
所以呢，这是分辨哦，有智慧和没有智慧人的那个基础哦。所以呢，他不管你拥有多少的知识啊，哦，你能够做什么东西？比如说，哇，你用很多世间的知识啊，你能够制造火箭啊，你能够把人啊送上月球啊，哇，好像很有智慧啊，这个是世间的智慧。如果你拥有这些东西的话，有这些知识啊，这些能力啊，可是啊，你。却不知道，苦的根本是什么，问题根本是什么，这些你不懂的话，这样你还不算是一个有智慧的人，还算是愚笨的人。从佛教的角度来看，这是一个笨人来的。太激动了。
What?What are you talking?
Oh, even you can make rocket and fly to a moon, you do not know what is the, what is real happiness, what is real compassion and all this. You're still stupid. From Buddhist point of view, not really intelligent.
Yeah. So,
worldly, we have worldly wisdom.
What I'm talking about. So like that. I mean, you look, of course, you don't think deeply, then it doesn't make sense, but you look deeply, you know, when you deeply, you know, our intelligence, so-called yourself, I'm intelligent. But what all the matter, try to solve your problem and try to reduce your suffering, try to achieve happiness, what you do is, you know, never-ending solution, you know. Very one way is not really intelligent. You know, you think that, you get that, that doesn't solve problem, just temporarily, you know. Maybe day, month, year, that's all. You know, then again you try method like that, you know. Is that intelligent? So that kind of trying, that kind of method, is that intelligent? Solving the problem? No. Yeah, answer is that.
所以当我们用佛教的角度去看，就说去深一层的去分析的话，到底怎么样才算是有智慧？比如说我们解决问题的方法，我们就去追求那个外境啊，那那时候我们就得到那个东西，我们就会觉得快乐。因为其实它只是暂时啊，暂时解决了一些我们面对的问题，可是它没有完全根本解决所有的这根本的问题。所以呢，它的那个方法没有办法根除所有的问题，所以如果是这样的话，这样的方法的话，这样你一直去用的话，这样你就是没有智慧的。
The idea is that same kind of situation we do over and over, you know? We know that, but we forget immediately. So then again do same thing, you know? So like that, one after another. So why is the wisdom? How we can call the person intelligent? Same mistake making again and again, you know, endless, you know. Then how can you call the person intelligent? You know, you look like that, you know. So not only that, then on top of that you believe I'm intelligent. Not intelligent, believing I'm intelligent. You know, so that is how can be this intelligent, you know.
Yes. 这样翻了，然后觉得自己好像很笨这样。
好的。
Can you say like this? Then all of us are here. Then you think, "Hey, I find I'm very stupid."
if you want to say direct, it's stupid. But I'm saying, I'm trying to say nice way.
所以如果你用这个佛教的角度去看啊，像我们通常碰到不同的问题啊，不同的情况啊，其实我们都已经经历过了嘛，我们这一生可能你经历过几次，可能过去甚至经历过很多次了，可是每次我们都重复同样的问题，因为我们一经历过过后我们就马上忘记了，然后我们就去追求一个新的外境，其实我们在重复同样的东西了，所以我们是很健忘的。所以如果我们一直在重复同样的东西，这样我们一直在重复同样的错误，这样我们怎么可以说如果这个人是这样的话了，我们怎么说我们有智慧呢？我们智慧到底到哪里去了？好，因为如果我们一直在重复同样的错误，同样的问题又在出现的话，这样其实我们是没有什么智慧的。好，所以我们不可以说哎呀我好聪明啊，可是我们通常会觉得哎我很聪明，我能够想到办法解决，我们都是很相信自己是很聪明的。其实呢，如果从佛教的角度或眼光来看呢，我们其实是缺乏智慧的。
So, I don't know. I can't think some example. I don't know. So, like a mouse, you know, mouse.Or rat, I don't know, give me mouse. Mouse is smaller, yeah? Rat is bigger? Yeah, maybe mouse. Okay. Red mesquite. Mouse.
Mouse.
So, I mean, you put in the cage, you know. Then, you know, some cage, you know, then mouse want to, I mean, there's hole on top, you know. Then mouse don't know how to come out from the hole, but looking to get out, you know, going around the cage, you know, circle, 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 you know, he there's hole, but he don't know how to come out. There's the hole, but he don't know how to come out. Just going around, 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 you know, until exhausted, he dies. You know, so you know there's hole for yourself. You know that why such a stupid mouse? Why there's hole? Why don't come up? You know, you know.
The hole is too high.
Huh?
The hole is too high.
Yeah, they can become, but he somehow couldn't see, you know, whatever, you know. He just see this the way, you know, going round and round, 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 round until tired and die, you know. So that when you look at that mouse, what do you see? The mouse intelligent or stupid? So it's exactly like that, we are like that, like mouse. Okay, mouse, you know, going samsara. You know. If there are some dharma hole there, for example, dharma hole is there, but you don't see, you know. Let you see close eye, again go like that. So exactly like that, going, then one day die. You know.
Okay.
So like that, then when Buddha see us, oh, exactly how you see the mouse. You know, Buddha says, oh, this poor, you know, how stupid, you know. That's, I make hole for them. They don't want to come out. So that idea is that.
先讲一个笨老鼠的故事。就在一个铁笼里面哦，有一只老鼠，这样的老鼠被关在笼里，可是笼的顶端呢，其实有个洞啊。这洞的老鼠其实可以钻下来，可是这是一只很笨的老鼠，为什么呢？它这个老鼠要从这个牢这个笼子里面逃出来啊，所以他就想办法，想了很多办法。他想的办法是什么？这边转来转去，转来转去，跑来跑去，跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳，跑来跑跑跑跑跑去。可他跑来跑去，就是没有看到上面那个洞，所以他从来都没有爬上去，从洞里跑出来，就这边转啊转啊转圈圈啊，跑来跑去，很用功啊，想办法要逃出去，转转转，转到最后啊，精疲力尽就死掉了。所以你可以说这只老鼠是有智慧的还是愚笨的呢？所以我们都懂了，它是笨老鼠了。好，所以呢，这佛陀看到我们呢，就好像我们看到这只笨老鼠一样。我们看到这个老鼠在里面转，叫哎呀，这样笨一个洞啊，出去了，出去了，它还是不会出去。但佛陀看到我们，就好像我们看到这只老鼠，他讲哎，出去啊，出去啊，我们还在这里。
You get the idea from the story,
huh? Who tell this story?
Huh?
Who told this story?
Decision.
我们听，我觉得这个故事是谁发明的？谁说的？他们讲是他自己发明的。
Yes, I mean, that example is very good, you know, really.Well, like that, you know, then, is that the end of the day? Then, okay, very good, you know. But it doesn't stop there. Again, another river, then do the same thing, you know. Then the cage becomes smaller, 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 like this. Well, anyway, that part, no need, okay. Anyway, never mind. No need. So, that's like that, you know. So, talking about now.
所以这个例子呢，最终呢，其实呢，只要老鼠从洞里钻出去，其实它就解脱了哦，就出去，就得到快乐了哦。可是呢，通常这个老鼠呢，却没有这边转来转去，最后呢，要投身到下一生去了哦，因为它就这样死掉了。但投身到下一生呢，下一生那个笼子可能越来越小，它笼子并不一定会越来越大的。
So like that, so therefore no wisdom, You know, so here, when I say intelligent right wisdom, so that when the person, when you're able to see what is the cause of suffering, what are the cause of happiness, so that means truly understanding of the karma. You know, cause of happiness, you know, is the good karma. Cause of the suffering, that is negative karma. You know, understanding this negative karma being suffering, that virtuous karma being happiness. You know, so seeing this, all the happiness what you want come from the virtuous karma. All the suffering you don't want is come from the karma. You know, so to understand that, you know, if you understand that, then you are really, really intelligent. Even you don't have much knowledge, even you cannot go to moon, sun, whatever, still you are the most intelligent, you know. I can say also most fortunate one, you know, in the world.
所以呢，聪明啊，聪明能够升起的智慧，怎么讲呢？当佛家讲智慧，智慧，哇，这个人很有智慧，他讲的是什么？他讲的就是其实这个人呢，能够真正的看见这个事情的那个真相，他能够知道痛苦的来源是什么，他能够知道快乐的来源是什么，他明白这个业果的道理，他明白这个业果的道理，他知道呢痛苦的来源呢是因为呢过去造下了这个恶业，他明白呢快乐的因呢它的来源是因为过去造下了这个善业，所以他明白善业可以给自己带来快乐，如果造下恶业的话呢会给自己带来痛苦，所以呢他会去希求啊去制造这个善业，然后呢他会避免去造这个恶业，当他完完全全这样明白的时候呢，就算呢、这个人如果完完全全明白的话，就算这个人呢没有很多的知识，他不懂得怎样造火箭啊，这个人不懂得怎样去月球啊，去太阳，可是这个人呢是一个很聪明的人，这个人是一个真正有智慧的人，他可以说是最有智慧的人了。
So who understand that? Then of course again, how the negative karma created, and how really the virtuous karma created, how that happened. You know, like for example, because of the negative emotion such as anger, attachment, you know, end of the day, your own mind, attachment, anger. When strong attachment arises, strong negative anger arises, you create the karma. Not good karma, you create bad karma, negative karma. When you have positive mind, such as love, compassion, then you create good karma, for example. You know, so understanding that, end of the day, your own mind is the basis for creation of the happiness and creation of the suffering. You know, to understand that.
所以呢，如果那个人真正的是有智慧的话，他就可以明白了恶业是怎么样制造出来的，善业又是怎么样造出来的。因为他明白呢，这个恶业啊，别人造恶业呢，是因为烦恼而造出来的。这烦恼指的是我们心里的一些状态，比如我们的贪念啊、嗔啊、生气的时候啊、贪嗔痴啊，这些烦恼升起的时候，像我们的心呢，有些当这烦恼很强烈，这贪心很，比如说贪心很强烈的话，它就会推动我们呢去制造，就造这个恶业。当这个恶业升起的时候呢，我们就会明白它将来会有一个痛苦的果报。当我们的善心升起的时候，比如说我们的慈心升起的时候，或悲心升起的时候呢，在推动我们呢去造这个善业。所以这个有智慧的人就 清清楚楚很明白哦，所有的业哦，万业都是由心造作的，所以万业由心造，所以他明白的心呢，可以带给我们快乐，也可以带给我们痛苦。
So here, therefore, so here when I, you fully understand that cause of the suffering, the karma which come, which created by on your negative emotion. Understand that, then destroy, you know, or remove the negative emotion from your mind. You know, you see that you're able to remove that. So that is the compassion. Really, your compassion yourself mean that, you know, removing the cause of the suffering, which is negative emotion. You know, when you see that, when you practice, remove that negative emotion, then it's called your compassion for yourself.
当我们完全明白哦，我们所感受到的苦，它是从哪里来的？就叫苦的因啊，苦因。那苦的因呢，其实是因为我们过去造下的业。这样过去造下的业呢，又是什么去推动它的呢？是由我们的烦恼去推动它的。我们的烦恼，我们的负面的心理的状态，比如说贪啊、嗔啊、痴啊，这些烦恼推动我们去造这个恶业，让我们感到痛苦。这样呢，既然是以烦恼啊，我们心里面的烦恼推动我们去做这些的话，这样我们就应该想办法去调伏或者去摧毁这样的烦恼。啊，如果你能够这样去做的话，就是对自己有悲心，因为你为自己拔苦，所以自己有悲心。因为呢，你明白，哎，我感受到烦恼不快乐哦，这个烦恼不快乐的因是什么呢？是因为我这烦恼的痛苦的因，是因为我感受到，是因为有这个烦恼在推动这负面的心理状态，所以我要去摧伏它。所以这是对自己真正的有悲心。
So then, when you pray, so simple, that make short. So when you want to pray from ocean of samsara for yourself, you know, when you this strong wish arises, want to pray from ocean of samsara, which is the subduing your negative emotion, removing your negative emotion. Then, free from ocean of samsara. So then, that means you really love yourself. You know, you really, what call, compassionate yourself.
所以呢，当你能够清楚的深入去分析呢，看看，然后呢，你希望自己从轮回的大海啊，轮回的大海那种解脱出来的时候，这样你就会对自己有悲心哦，然后你就会去调伏你的烦恼，然后甚至进一步的断掉烦恼。如果你断掉烦恼的话，你就能够完全从轮回的大海里面解脱出来，完全解脱出来，这样就对自己真正的有悲心。
So then, when you see that, you know, it's possible, you know, able to free oneself from ocean of samsara by removing negative emotion. When you see that, then you have some idea there, everlasting happiness, nirvana, you know. That's like peace, everlasting peace is there, you know. You're able to understand that. Then you wish to achieve that, you know. How wonderful.Achieve everlasting happiness, you know, nirvana, peace, you know, how wonderful achieve that, you know, strong desire or, you know, wishing to achieve that. So that when you have that, then you really love yourself. So it is that.
所以呢，当你看到哦，你能够有这样的可能性，能够从轮回里面完全解脱出来，就是你断掉所有的烦恼，你断掉所有的贪嗔痴，你看到有这个可能性的话，你会想到，哎， 如果能够断掉所有的烦恼，我就可以得到永远不变的快乐。哇哦，这永远好像永远的平和，永远的快乐。哎，这样的境界呢，佛教就叫做涅槃啊。如果我能够达到这样的境界，那该多好啊！哦，那么你就升起这个强烈的希求心呢，希望呢能够证得这样的境界，证得这样的涅槃。当你升起这强烈希求心的时候，这就对你自己真正的有慈心，你对自己的慈心就真正升起来了。
So that is I call intelligent loving, intelligent love, intelligent love yourself, intelligent compassion yourself, you know, that's the way, yeah.
所以呢，这就是天龙之讲的对自己有智慧的慈心，对自己有智慧的悲心。
So here, so when I say love yourself, you must know how to love yourself. You must know how to compassion yourself. So I mean that about that. You know, intelligent love, intelligent compassion. I'm talking about that.
所以呢，这里讲的呢，要怎么爱自己呀？要对自己有慈心啊，对自己有悲心啊，指的就是这个有智慧的慈悲心。
Okay, so idea is that. So.You know, so it's not easy, but I mean, you need to think more, you know, so like that. So you can, what I say here, so intelligent means that, you know, so you really see the path, you know, we are not intelligent because we see only this light, only this much, so not intelligent. When you see happiness of future life, you're a little bit intelligent. But even further, you see the everlasting happiness, your mind can see that.Then you are intelligent. When you see only this life, it's not intelligent. Because this life happiness is just short. Future life happiness is much longer than this life happiness. So compared to that, you know, this life happiness is just 1 second, you know, like that. So working for that whole life, for this second, how can you be intelligent? But who work for happiness for life?100 years in the future, working for that happiness, of course, much intelligent. But again, more everlasting happiness, of course, so intelligent, you know.
所以呢，您可以看看呢，当这刚才讲的所有的东西呢，都给大家一些概念呢、啊，大家可以回去呢进一步去闻思啊，去思啊，去思考啊，做思维修啊，看看哎，究竟真正的智慧是什么？是不是当我们只看到？当我们只看到这一生的时候啊，其实这一生所有的东西，这一生追求这一生的快乐的时候，我们其实是不大有智慧的。当我们看到未来生啊，下一生的时候啊，这样我们的心量扩展点哦，这样我们的智慧呢也就跟着扩展多了一点。可是当我们能够追求哦永远的快乐的时候呢，这个人是真正的有智慧的人。怎么讲呢？因为如果你只是看到这一生的话，这生呢其实是很短暂的，这样短暂，哦，这一下子就过去了，哦。然后，如果你想到是很多的未来生，很多未来生，这样你的心量就扩大，所以你想的东西啊就会比较多一点，思考的东西比较，所以它是比较有智慧的，那个慈悲心的内容啊是比较扩展，是比较有智慧，因为这生。如果跟整个生命的长流来看呢，好像只有一秒钟而已。但过去生还有未来很多很多的未来生呢，其实它是很长很长的时间的。所以你只看到这一生呢，其实你的目光是很短浅的，是没有什么智慧的。如果呢，你能够想，哎，我要为我将来100劫的快乐去用功，哦，去用功去发慈悲心的话，哎，这样其实你是有。相当有智慧的，100劫啊，你懂一劫多久吗？你拿那个棉被去打那个喜马拉雅山，100年打一次，拿棉被去打一次，砰，那100年后再去打一次，你打到整个喜马拉雅山不见了，就一劫，啊，就一劫，一劫是那个时间。所以，如果你能够有100劫的时间哦，就想，哎呀， 我得一百戒的苦，要去用功，去发那慈悲心，这样你是比较有智慧。如果你要能够哇，完完全得到永远的永久的快乐，不再轮回了，得到永久快乐，你是一个真正有智慧的人。
Okay, all about Karelara.
Renounce this life. Believe in karma. Auntie say have renounce this life and believe in karma.
I told you Bodhisattva ma.
这是菩萨会讲的话。
What she said makes sense, you know, really. Really.
对 I must remember death and impermanence.
对。
对。天主就讲你说的对。
对对对。What are my talk conclusion? I don't know what I'm talking about.
You're talking about the seventh stanza.
Okay. So here, so I mean, she was asking, you know, how to love yourself, how to compassion yourself, because she was asking. So here I say, so real love yourself, real compassion, intelligent. Mostly we say we love ourselves, that's the ignorant. Love, ignorant, compassion. I could say that. Because it doesn't bring everlasting happiness. You know? So, but intelligent way of love yourself, intelligent compassion yourself, bring everlasting happiness. You know?
刚才天文局回答了这样多，是因为我们的心理的问题啊。心理师兄问了，怎么样真正的去爱自己哦？对自己有真正的有慈心和悲心？因为通常呢，我们讲我们爱自己呢，我们用的那个慈悲心的方法都是很愚笨的慈心和悲心的。为什么呢？因为我们用的方法不会给我们带来永久的快乐啊。所以天文局就花了。今天这堂课解释你的疑问。
So as I mentioned before, so Buddha showed hole, you know, like a cage. Hole there, rat doesn't know, same like that, we doesn't know. So Buddha showed the hole there about karma, you know. Pole noble truth is like a hole, you know. So must see the hole, then come out. Then you are free.From the cage, you know.
所以呢，佛陀其实呢，给我们带来了希望啊！哦，因为我们好像在轮回重复，好像没有什么希望，看不到什么曙光。所以佛陀呢，就教导我们这个四圣谛。这四圣谛呢，就好像我们在笼子里面，突然间笼子的上方开了个洞。这四圣谛是这个洞来的，所以呢，我们要。看到这个洞呢，爬出去哈，这样呢，我们就能够从这个笼子的牢啊，好像监牢这样啊，跳出来，跑出来啊。
Okay, so like you must look up, you know, look up. That's the hole, you know. Look up the hole. Don't look only.
所以你要向上看，那边有一个洞，你看到了吗？
啊。
You must look up. There's a hole. Yeah. 要向上看一个洞。
You see the hole up there? Normally we don't see the hole. So that point is that, you know, understanding Pole Noble Truth. You know, this very, this the hole. Very first hole is that. You know. So see, understanding the Pole Noble Truth.You know, when you understand Pole Noble Truth, you see the hole. You know how to come out.
所以呢，通常我们都会看到我们的轮回的洞里面，轮回的牢笼子里面的那个洞。所以呢，当我们明白真正的明白四圣谛的时候呢，我们就看到了轮回笼子里面的那个洞。
So like that. So.You don't come out from the cage, you know. So very limited place, the six realm, like you know, cage like six realm cage. You know, you are only going around and around that much. You know. So when you come out from the cage, so that means you have this limitless space, like there's so much freedom. You know.
所以呢，通常我们都不想啊，不想从笼子里面出来。这个笼子，我们在笼子里面一段呢，不断的转来转去，转来转去，然后不断的换不同的身体。哦，因为我们在六道里面嘛，这笼子就是六道。哦，我们在六道里面不断转换不同的身体，可是还是在这个笼子里面。哦，我们一直没有看到上面那个洞。当你从这个洞呢逃出来的时候呢，你就真正的解脱了，这样你就得到了永远的自由。
So like that, especially come out, then you have developed this bodhicitta mind. Then your mind become like limitless space, like this. So spacious, you know, nothing bother your mind, nothing block your mind, like that, like space, you know, empty space, like that.Anything happen doesn't bother like that. When you develop bodhicitta, you know, then every sentient being receive the benefit from your bodhicitta mind. Like space, you know, like everybody can use like that. Every sentient being able to receive happiness from you, you know, like that. So,
所以呢，当我们解脱的时候，其实我们也要需要升起我们的培养我们的菩提心。这菩提心呢，就好像虚空一样哦。为什么讲菩提心像虚空一样？因为虚空是很广很大，没有边的，无边无际，而且它是没有障碍的。为什么讲它是没有障碍呢？所以呢，因为呢，它能够普及到每一个众生，它能够利益到每一个众生，每一个众生呢都能够从这个菩提心或者升起菩提心的那个人的身上呢，那个人那边得到快乐。
Okay, we stop here. I think we supposed last time she was asking what's the sevenfold course to develop bodhicitta. She asked last time.
对对对，所以呢，上一次好像安迪你问了那个
，Last time she asked, so we'll do this next time.、
七重菩提心，七重因果菩提心的升起法是吗？你问了上次啊，七重因果菩提心啊，所以今天的时间到，所以下一堂课下次会讲安迪的七重菩提心修法。七重因果菩提心。
Okay, she's very good. She have good question. You must other people must read then ask question. It's good. You know, only she read look like nobody read. I don't.
所以大家要向她学习了哈，去读读读，然后问问题哦。问题安迪是好的。
Okay, so must read, think, then ask question, then more clear. You know. Okay, okay, we stop here.、Yeah.
所以呢，我们要学他一样哦，然后去读经典啊，然后呢，去思考，然后发问。好，今天我们就到这里为止。回向。好，这大本的法本，然后第32面。愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学。我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，为行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。谢谢大家，下个星期同样时间，同样时间，然后下个星期有乐龄乐法日 Dharma for Seniors next week。Next Sunday. Yeah. first week, first Sunday of July. 下个星期有 Dharma for seniors, 所以早上10:30。好，所以大家也可以来。Dharma for seniors 不一定叫 seniors 啦，你不是 seniors 也可以来。圣水我可以交给秀梅，可以帮我分给他们吗？楼下这小瓶子如果你要拿回去装，把这水装在里面也可以，可是那个瓶口很小很难装，好，所以我交给秀梅帮我，秀梅还有希拉哈，希拉 Agnes downstairs。其实你只需要几滴圣水就可以了，剩下的你可以和你自己的喝的水合在一起，或者放在 airport。 Yep.
Only the lemon.
那些没有想要得到玛尼丸的佛友可以来这边拿，那些还没有拿过的 money pills， money pills 是僧众念那个六次大明咒加持后的。
我没有拿。But where is this from?
都是葛班寺的。Money pill, money pill,
money pill, money pill. Oops, sorry.